Blog Talk Radio.
It's Rossi Bowes, y'all. Yeah, yeah, it's Shay Rose, y'all. Yeah, it's the Rossi Bowes Show. You are now in tune. You ain't locked in yet, then you will be soon. Shay Rose on the wing, regardless of the topic. Put these two together and they be doing their thing. Got interesting guests stopping through for an interview. Showing love for the fans, calling in, you're getting through. Join the convo, you can give a shout out. Here's the number for your phone so you can dial out. 347-838-9540. Don't call too late, cause you don't wanna miss all the action. Tons of lasting, bunch of memorable moments, 2 hours fasting. Expand your horizons, open your mind. Hit a hard, long day, come and have a good time. Have an opinion to share, call up and let it go. Walk them all, it's Real Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Roxy Rose.
Hey, 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 this is Shay Rose. How's it going?
And that's my co-host, Shay Rose.
Woo.
And you're now in tune, with the Roxy Rose Show. Tonight's show is all about rock star mamas. So tonight, we kind of want to bring ode to the mothers that don't feel amazing and awesome. So we want to make you feel like the people that you should feel. So we want to make you feel like kick-ass mom. We decided the mom role just doesn't get enough loving. We want tonight to make every woman out there realize just how powerful and important the mom role is. Shannon.
Hey.
Hey. So I know that you're one of the kick-ass moms out there, and you do tons to make your kids so, so happy. Do you want to tell me what you do to be a kick-ass mama?
Oh, for sure. So, for you guys that don't know out there, I have 3 little ones, ages 10 months, 2 and 3, and it's just crazy.
Damn.
I stay at home with them. and I don't know, every day is just another day. It's just crazy. I feel like what makes me a kick-ass mom, rock star mom out there is I feel like when I take care of myself first, I feel like I have to do that first, which is pretty much going to the gym in the morning. If I do that in the morning, I feel great afterwards. My, you know, being healthy helps me, you know, green smoothies. I give to myself and my children every day. And, of course, wine. Can't live without wine. let's see. And another thing.
Or your blackberry brandy.
What?
Or a little blackberry brandy.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. So, yeah, you have to do that first in order to have time and energy for the other things. And I feel like once you accomplish, you know, once you have the energy to do these things and once they're accomplished, then I feel amazing. I feel on top of the world. I mean, also another thing is once we do that in the morning, when I put my kids' needs, like if I feel like I'm having like such a bum day and I'm just chilling, I'm just on the internet, I'm doing my own thing and the kids are running wild, I feel like, I mean, personally, the worst mom in the world. I feel awful. But once I put my kids first and I make sure, you know, like, which I usually do, I mean, it sounds kind of weird saying it, but I mean,
totally
when I make
doesn't.
Sure, when as I'm like, you know, when I ignore them all day, it's awful. No. No. No.
Shannon, I have a feeling that doesn't happen.
Oh, it happens. It happens. Occasionally. No, but also a huge thing for me that I feel so accomplished is when I notice usually my older son, you know, or any of them really, they do something that I taught them. Like I feel like every day I try to teach them, you know, the alphabet. I'm really working on my son, he's 3, to read really. And his alpha, you know, his ABCs, his numbers. And then I feel like sometimes, a lot of times, he's not even listening to me. It drives me nuts. Like, come on, please, just focus. You know, learn something.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue, he'll just, you know, he'll just say it or he'll spell something that we've been working on. And I didn't even know he was listening, honestly. And it just makes me feel, like, incredible.
You know, for me, there's so many times that I feel like me and my husband will be talking and they're totally not listening. And then my husband always calls me a princess. He always says to Ty, hey, Ty, in the morning. He's like, doesn't your mommy look like a princess? And then out of nowhere, Ty, my oldest son, started to call me a princess. And now, whenever I'm coloring with him or we're doing anything, he says, Mommy, you're a princess.
Oh, my God. That is so cute. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. And it's the funniest thing because a lot of the times I feel like with mothers, they give up the – it's not necessarily a sacrifice, but I feel like when you become a mom, you literally – you put what you want and who you want to be and what you want to do, and you completely put that aside. And you say to yourself, what does my child need and what do I want to teach my child? And you have to become this amazing person, because if you're not this amazing person, then your kids aren't going to be amazing people.
Yeah, exactly.
So strongly that if you don't act it, like even when they're not looking, if you are not what they you want them to be, then they will not. Even, you know, aside the schoolwork and the that, but just being a kick-ass,
a role model, a kick-ass person.
Yeah, a role model. So I always tell Shay this, you know, when we're hanging out, we're doing something, I always tell her, well, whenever I'm having a hard day, we always talk about, like, what gives us strength. And I think that the biggest thing for me is to have, like, a little picture in your head of someone that inspires you and makes you, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, Roxy, I hear you all the time. So go ahead, explain your rock star role model that you feel that empowers you.
So pretty much whenever I'm having a bad day and I feel like I haven't had the energy, you know, whether the kids were up all night, and I don't know if you know this, but I get up at usually at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Roxy, the working mama here.
So I try to go to the gym at least 2 or 3 times a week. So if I go to the gym, I go at 5 or 6 in the morning.
Do you really?
So you stopped going at night? So I did. I had to stop going at night because it was just getting too difficult. Like, it was too hard. My husband just came home. Yeah, it was too hard. He wants to hang out. I want to hang out with him. Like, the last, I'm tired. Yeah, we have to clean the house, we have to feed dinner, bedtime. The last thing I want to do is go to the gym. So pretty much what I've started to do when I've had those days that the kids are up all night, I didn't get to go to the gym, it's just been a long day, you know, I was grouchy, the kids were grouchy. I had this moment at the theater a couple months ago when I was in, we were watching the Hunger Games, the newest Hunger Games, Catching Fire. And I'm literally in love with Katniss Everdeen, in love with her. And whenever I'm having these bad days, I literally picture myself as Katniss Everdeen. And I'm like, I can do this. I'm kick-ass. I'm a rock star.
It really is hysterical because you're so random. Like, we would be hanging out to, like, gonna be Katniss Everdeen tomorrow or today or whatever. I'm like, and I've seen both Hunger Games. I don't even know her name, to be honest. I actually love the movie, but I didn't even
Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm like, what are you saying? What are you talking about? I don't know what you were saying.
If she could fight, you know, 10 or 15 people trying to kill her every day, keeping a tree, I can do this. And I can do it well. And
tackling your kids.
Like
tackling your kids.
Yeah, whenever I'm having that day where I'm just, like, not on my best game, and, you know, as you know, I have a playgroup in my house, which is super, super, it's probably the hardest job I've ever had physically and mentally, just because it's so physically difficult. And you really have to, with children, you can't have, like, a lazy day where you're kind of spaced out. You have to be 100% all the time. You have to be listening to them. You have to be, like, on the ball. You have to really, if someone's entrusting you with their child, you have to be 100%, giving them love and
attention. And they're so little,
too.
They're not They're not self-sufficient whatsoever.
Yeah. And on top of that, it's just constant cleaning. And even with constant cleaning during the day, once they leave, it's still more cleaning. And then you still have your kids and your errands to run. So it's
I thought of that, and my husband's like, absolutely not. That's craziness.
Well, Katniss,
I don't know how you keep your house.
Today.
Huh?
Katniss could do it.
Yeah, Katniss can do it. You have Katniss every day.
When I'm having those days, I think of Katniss, and I'm like, if Jennifer Lawrence can kick ass, then I need to kick ass. Because these little kids, and let me tell you something, like, when my kids see that I'm having a bad day, like, they feel it, and they take it personally.
100%. It's so, yeah, they know. And they're grumpy,
they're so
and they're
sensitive.
Even worse, and they destroy your house even more.
yeah. And so, you know what, I think it's so important that women out there, first of all, realize how important the role of mother, even if you're not getting paid, it is the most exhausting thing in the planet, and you have to be 100%. There's no, like, in between. You're either 100% or you have to get out of there. Like, God forbid.
No, I didn't mean that way. I didn't mean that way. No. I meant, like, push the abort button, jump.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know what? I think it's so important that women, especially because most of the time they're the ones who are most, the caretakers. They're the ones who, if they do stay home, it's the mom. And even if, you know, one of the parents, if they both work, I still feel like the mom is more of like the day-to-day little activities with the children.
You are the wife, the chef, the referee,
yes.
The hairdresser, the seamstress, and the whatever, planner, crafty person. I mean, I'm constantly, you know, sewing a button on here.
Yes.
Being a teacher, being, everything.
Even when you're sick, you don't have sick days.
No, 100, oh my gosh. Yeah, if... sick days. It's so funny. My husband is such a princess when he's sick. He's like, oh, my God. Blah. He's like moaning and this and that. He can't lift a finger. And I love taking care of him. It's great and all. But it's like when I'm sick, there's not a sick day. It's just, it's insane.
Oh, my God. The other day, I was really not feeling well. I was in a lot of pain. I was just like coming down with something. My husband came home and he's doing the best he can. Like, thank God, I'm really blessed. I have an amazing husband. Shout out. But he was trying. As hard as he was trying, I literally couldn't watch. Like, I'm sitting on the couch in pain, and I was like, honey, I can't watch you clean the house. Like, I just had to help him. And I had to, like...
It doesn't go there. It doesn't go there.
And I just couldn't... I just felt too guilty. And, like, the kids, like, I just needed to help out. It was just, like, too much.
No, I hear that. I also hear that. I feel like sometimes, you know, when I'm worn out at the end of the day, I get a little frustrated. I'm just, like, when my husband comes home, Ben, I'm just, I personally feel sometimes, like, gosh, why can't he just help me clean? Da, da, da. And then when I voice it and he does help me clean, because if I ask him to, he would, then I feel the same way. I also a lot of times feel guilty. I'm like, and I start cleaning even more. Like, it kind of motivates me a lot more. I'm just like, well, he shouldn't have to do that kind of thing. Like, even though he will, he has no problem with it.
Yeah.
I feel like, why can't I get my ass in gear and just do it, you know, like, just get it done. And it's, I don't know.
I mean, I think 90% of the times when we ask our husbands to help, for our significant others, it's really just for the motivation and the support. And it's not really because we want...
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
I don't really think that my husband's really... I mean, he will help, but I don't think he's really going to, like, make headway. I think, like, most of the time I just need support.
Support, and verbal support, even. Or just, you know, whatever, like a little pep talk. And I don't think they realize that as much, guys. Like, they don't need it, I don't believe, really. You know, I think that women need it more. And if you just... I don't know, just give like a little, like a little pep talk, a little like, or even just saying like, oh, you're doing a great job tonight. I don't even know why I need somebody to tell me that, but it just makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? Oh, let me go accomplish like this and this.
Stand there with me and like make like he's like sweeping the floor makes me work harder.
I don't know what it is. Me too. 100%. It's weird.
I think it's, like, really amazing. Another point that I wanted to add was that another thing that I really don't think people realize is that women really are kind of creating the future. I know my son literally absorbs everything I teach him. And, you know, I wasn't always such a, you know, I was never, like, a picture-perfect, teenager. I definitely used to get into trouble. Yeah, I did not care about, you know, I was like a rebel without a cause. And then for some reason, like once I had my son and especially once he started to get older, I realized like I'm teaching him morals. Like I'm teaching him how to be a human being. And I see him absorb these little things, these little nuances about, you know, whether it's our religion or it's just how we treat people or, you know, just being an overall good person. And I see how sensitive he is and how he's absorbing everything that me and my husband do, and he wants to mirror everything we do.
Yeah,
one
of my sister-in-laws lives in Colorado. She, puts on Facebook that, and it gave me the idea to do it, whatever. She put on Facebook, oh, I'm going to visit the hospital right now with my two little children to go. I guess also they went to the same hospital that my little nephew, her son, had issues with when he was little. So they went back to, like, say thank you. And I think they brought them, whatever, treats and stuff like that, and to visit some patients. But that gave me an idea. I was like, why don't I do that with my kids? So I was like, I need to teach them, you know, giving back. And to, I always wish that I could volunteer, really, soup kitchen or something like that. But right now,
yeah,
I feel like when they're so little, you can't really do it. But so I thought I'd make a point to actually to show both of my, all my kids, well, mostly just the older boys, that let's donate some clothes and some toys. So I got together some old clothes. No, I got together some old clothes and some toys that we need to donate, because I'm constantly donating stuff. You know, like, we have so much toys and whatever, all this stuff all over the house anyways that needs to go. So I made a huge point. I explained everything. This is what we're going to do step by step. We drove together to the little box. There's actually a little box, like, in the grocery store parking lot. And I dumped the box into the bag, into the, you know, the little pull-down thing, the donating box that you see, shoes,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so I dumped it in. Everything was good to go. They were excited. Second it went in there, Shia, my oldest, he's three, started to cry hysterically. If I could have dug in that thing to get it out, I would have. He's like, why did you throw my stuff away?
Oh my God.
What are you doing? I mean, I don't think I'll do that again, but it was hysterical, really. I was trying so hard not to laugh.
Yeah.
And even now, when I'm at my mother's, he's complaining to my grandmother, like, his grandmother, my mother, like, he's still telling on me. She gave away our stuff. I mean, it's funny. Like,
oh, my God. You know, but you can do, like, a small thing. Like, every day I make sure we have a little box in our house for charity, and I make sure every day to make a big deal before I send my son to school. I always make sure that we make a big deal about putting some money in the box for charity, and explain to him over and over, you know, we do this because we want to give to the community, we want to give to people who need. And he loves it. He gets so excited, and he screams after charity.
Yeah, penny a day before we pray. Yeah, it's cute. That's adorable.
So, we do have a guest caller today who's coming in. She has a blog called Kick Ass Mama. So
perfect.
We felt like it was a really good idea to have her on, just because of the name of our show, Rockstar Mamas, and what we're talking about. We wanted to get a good take on Esmeralda and why she thinks she's a rock star mama. So, do you want to join us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? Hey,
yeah,
welcome
here
to the Roxy Rose Show. How you doing?
Hi. Good. How
Hello.
Are you guys?
Great. Hi.
How do you pronounce your name?
It's Esperanza.
Esperanza.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Utah.
Awesome.
Utah.
That's great.
Utah, yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, like how many kids you have, about your blog?
Yeah, so I have three kids. I have twin girls. They're going to be six in a couple months. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And then I have a nine-month-old son. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
True kick-ass mom right there. That's insane. Really.
Yeah. And then, my blog, I pretty much just make light of, like, all the crazy stuff that happens in parenting, you know. I just, like, try to make fun of it, and, you know, like, we all have rough times, but if we make jokes out of it, you know, we can laugh about it later and be like, it's not that bad.
No, I like
that.
I
like
it a lot.
Why do you think being a mom is kick-ass?
It's kick-ass because, like, especially if you have multiple kids, you have to be at so many places at once. Like, every kid's different. So this one wants to do dance, this one wants to do soccer, this one's good at reading, this one needs help in math, and you just have to be everywhere 100% and give them, you know, each kid needs 100%. You know, you can't split yourself up.
Yeah,
and you have
I like
to
what
know,
you said.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make it kick-ass. I don't even think it is kick-ass. Like, you have to make it. And like you said, like you make light of it, and you joke about it. I mean, that's what you have to do. You'll just get old quick, pretty much. you really have to joke and make light of it. It's
awful. Yeah, because if you don't laugh about it, then you're just going to be frustrated. So that's just kind of how I'm trying to do it, is just make it, you know, make jokes about it. Like, this was frustrating, but let's laugh about it because now it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the most rewarding part of being an awesome mom?
Just seeing how they grow and develop. And like where you guys were talking about, where you don't think that they're listening, but they do. Like, they'll just blur out this random fact and it'll be, you know, so beyond their years, and you're just
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, I love their little random facts. It's so cute. I was putting my three-year-old to sleep last night, and he was telling me about how, and I remember watching, it was actually, we were watching a show. It was, what was it, Wildcrats. I like that show. It's really cute.
Oh,
it,
yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, the two little brothers, whatever, older brothers. But he was telling me, and I remember watching it, he was telling me about how the, like, the turtle, he was like as if he knew it. He wasn't saying it from the show. He's like, do you know, Mom, that the turtle eggs sometimes go, they lay their eggs with the alligator eggs?
Oh,
so that
yeah.
the alligator eggs will protect them? And he's going on and on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my Lord, you really, like, he just, you know, just soaks it up like a little sponge, and he really knows it. Crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
particularly for me, do you want
to? Oh, I was just going to say, like, my daughters, I was trying to make them do, like, that little elf in the shelf thing, and one of my daughters just repeated back to me, she was like, that's not real, Mom, it's fiction.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I was like, that just blew my mind, like, how beyond her years it was to say.
We have to write this stuff down, guys. Like, seriously.
Yeah,
we do. I actually
baby
have
books.
A book that I write it down in. Like, anything adorable that they do, which is at least 50 times a day, I actually have a little book that I write it down. But it was funny. Last night, both my kids were up. They kept waking up. My baby, he woke up at, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he just would not go back to sleep. And my son, he was just kept waking up. He said his leg was hurting. And so in the middle of the night, though, like between that, when they were both somewhat sleeping and I was trying to get 10 minutes, my son reaches over, my 3.5-year-old, and he grabs my hand and he places it in his hand. And he's like, I like to hold your hand, Mommy.
No.
It was literally the most,
that's
so emotional.
It is
so sweet. And after those hours of agony of them both not sleeping, it so puts into perspective how amazing this is, even though it's such hard work. Like, it was just so touching. I almost just started to cry.
I know.
Yeah,
it happens a lot. It usually happens once they're sleeping. Like, you look back on the day. Like, even if it's the most stressful day, you're like, I don't know. I don't even – when the ones are sleeping, I'm like, why was it so stressful? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm cute. And I'm just like, why am I such a complainer? Like, what's the issue here? Once they're sleeping, they're like angels. And it's like, I couldn't have possibly been mad at this sweet little face.
Yeah.
I literally could watch them for hours.
And the thing is, like, if someone takes them off your hands, then you're like, I'm bored. Like, what
am I
doing?
100%. Or you just want them. You're like, I need my squish little... A little squish man.
I know.
Whenever
we go on vacation, it used to be like people would always say, like, when we first had a kid, you're not going to get to go on vacations anymore. And this was actually a point that I wanted to make earlier was about, being a rock star parent, is I think that parents that really rock it, they understand that they're now parents. And they put aside what their old life used to be, and they honor that, and they're like,
that's
that
great,
awesome.
Roxy. I like that a lot.
Yeah, and then they realize, though, that this is my new life, and I have to rock this just like I rocked my last life. So my last life died. But it's so important to us to have family outings and family vacations. So
I love
like,
family
so
vacations.
People, yeah, so many people tell me, like, oh, you're bringing your kids. We're going on vacation soon, and they're like, oh, who's watching your kids? And we're like, no, we're taking them. We're taking them.
Yeah, they're coming with us.
If we left them,
we enjoy our children.
We don't know what to do with ourselves. Yeah, we really enjoy them. We miss them too much. And I definitely agree with you. There's, you need to have alone time. But it's literally enough alone time when they go to sleep and we get to do our own thing. The next day, we don't want any more alone. Like, we want to have alone time, but with our unit, like with our children. And I think that's so important to make sure that you rock your new role and you make sure you know that you're rocking it and that you love it. And it really, you see that on your children. They know that you really enjoy
them. Yeah, that you love each other, that you love your kids as well, like you're one little family. And not that you're always constantly giving them up, like, oh, can you watch them,
Yeah. Running
them off type of thing. Like, we go on vacation all the time. My husband's in the military, and wherever he goes, generally we go along with him. We stay at the hotel or whatnot. It's great. And, I mean, we love it. We've been to Mexico. We've been to Israel. We've been, you know, to South Padre Island. Huh?
You're jet setters.
Yeah, I mean, we love traveling, and we love having our kids with us. Bahamas, Florida, whatever. And they come along, and it's not a nuisance. I don't know. We love it. I would not,
I
couldn't like imagine leaving
fun
them.
Too. It's fun to see how they act in a different scenario, you know. And, you know, it's like they're learning, and it's always broadening their horizon.
Exactly, exactly. It's a learning experience for them as well. Different,
definitely add a lot, especially because, like, my older son, for instance, he's 3.5, and he has turned into such a little wild man, and he's such an adventurer. And me, myself, I'm also, like, I have a lot of energy, and I like to explore, and I want to, you know, be there. I want to see everything. My husband is definitely the opposite. He's a chiller. He likes...
That's
his
my
idea
husband.
Of vacation. Yeah, his idea of vacation is sitting by the pool. My idea of vacation is hiking the whole day away.
Me too. Oh my gosh, me too, Roxy.
So my son is so the last time we went on vacation, we went to Atlantic City, and my husband stayed in with our baby, who's now a year, who's also a chiller. And he drank coffee, and they snuggled, and he read him books. And he wasn't ready to leave.
Cute.
So me and my oldest son, Ty, we went exploring. We went all over the city. We had a great time together. It was
That's literally so cute.
And then once everyone was ready, we all hung out together the whole day, and we had a great time. But it's really nice when you can really, you know, when you can
incorporate them
with
you.
Kids. Yeah.
Hike with them. Get in their own little backpack and their own little hiking shoes.
Yeah. He also wants to be in charge of everything. He wants to, like, lead the way, and it's so cute.
Exactly.
Oh,
so you have a 9-month-old?
Yeah, my son's 9 months old.
Oh, I have a daughter, 10 months.
Oh, okay, awesome. We're right in there together.
Yes. Is your son up? I think I hear something in the background.
Yeah, he's
your...
up. I'm actually feeding him as we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. Multitasking. There you go.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it kick ass.
Exactly.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that the picture of Giselle, that model Giselle?
Nursing?
I can't pronounce. Yeah, and someone took a picture while someone's doing her hair, someone's doing her nails, and she hashtagged it multitasking mama.
Okay, whatever. You know... Okay, so it's not multitasking. It's really not. But who cares?
Yeah.
She's still nursing her child, and I'm gung-ho for that.
No, yeah.
So.
100%, but that's what makes
it's
me,
not multitasking.
About.
Let's be honest, guys.
Maybe someone else is multitasking.
I don't know if she thinks of that. Huh?
What was that?
I don't know if you consider them, you know. Well, I don't even know what I was going to say, actually. But, no, it's funny. I just... I forgot already. That's what children do to you. I have no memory.
That is baby brain.
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
When I think in the morning when I'm brushing one kid's teeth and, you know, my husband's already at work, so I'm trying to get ready for work. I'm trying to make sure everyone's dressed. I'm trying to pack a lunch. You know, if I didn't pack it the night before because I was too tired.
That's what I'm about to
know,
say. The night before, Roxy, the night before, okay? Let's get it straight. You don't do that stuff in the morning. I learned the hard way.
You know, especially for us, because it's so important that we give our kids wholesome meals. Like, I don't even own a microwave. Like, we eat everything from scratch. I like to
I'm just kidding.
I like to know what's in my kids' food. I don't like them having sugar cereals in the morning.
Go get
her. Our mornings take a while. So that's when I think of that picture of multitasking.
No, 100%. How do you get your little ones ready in the morning? What grade are the sixth grader, the 6 year old?
Well, my
first, or?
Yeah, they're in kindergarten, so
kindergarten,
they're actually
okay.
Really good. We have an alarm clock, and so that goes off, and then they usually ask to snuggle, so I'll let them snuggle, and
oh
I have
my
alarm clock, so aww. They snuggle for about 10 minutes. Yeah.
Do they
and then
sleep
we
together
all
or are they separate or how does that work?
Well, they have the same room, but. I mean, they have beds, but usually they just sleep anywhere. Like, they have bean bags, so they sleep on those.
They're
aww.
So cute.
Yeah. And so they get their own breakfast. They're super good. And then it just kind of depends on what day we're having, if they get dressed right away or if they're just going to mess around with each other. But
do
that's
they pick
kind
their own
of how our mornings go.
Stuff?
Well, they have uniforms. So, I mean, they grab, like, the set uniforms and stuff.
Well, that's
so.
Nice. That definitely helps.
Yeah, it lowers down their choices.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
did
you
have...
say you're a stay-at-home mom?
No, I'm working part-time, so I work in the evenings. My husband works graveyard shift, so I kind of rough on
oh,
him
my.
During the day.
Yeah. Wow.
That's
what does he do?
He's in the Air Force, too, actually. He's a back shop
oh,
avionics.
Really?
Yeah.
So he does graveyard.
He does graveyards, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my husband also works overnights a lot of times. It is hard.
Shay, he's working right now, right?
Yeah, well,
actually,
that's why...
He'll go in at 11:30.
Is that's every day?
Yeah, 11:30. Well, he works Monday through Friday, so 11:30 to 7:30 in the morning.
Wow. In the military. I didn't even know that was, like, a normal schedule.
Yeah, he's pretty... It's pretty rough.
How do you
deal with
that?
I would say he's pretty kick-ass, too.
That's crazy. Yeah,
yeah
my sister-in-law, her husband, she's crazy also. I mean, she's amazing. She has 5 kids, a little one. She also has a 10-month-old. And her husband works overnights, too. It's just, I mean, you know, she had to get used to it, but it's super hard. I couldn't imagine. You have to change everything.
Yeah, the only thing that I feel bad about is just, like, you know, we're at home when he's sleeping. So I'm like... I'm not sure how much sleep he's actually getting, but I
know
he has to keep everybody quiet.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
that's God. Insane.
Yeah.
I know it's so difficult. Like, my husband, he used to work through the night. Now he gets up really early, and around the holidays, he's up throughout the night. But
yeah, Roxy's cute. She gets up early with her husband. I can imagine being ready earlier. But she gets up super early. They have breakfast together, just them two, you know, and it's that's really cute. Like, whatever, you know, find what works.
You know
when
what?
Do you guys
it's really important. It is so important to us, especially because my husband's more of a morning person and I'm a night person. I really had to learn to become a morning person because we both feel like it's so important that we make sure to spend, like, quality time with each other. And the kids.
Yeah, that's special.
So, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but you know, it's worth it. But I remember trying to keep my son quiet when my husband's sleeping during the day. It is literally torture.
So, since your husband works, like, nights, when do you guys, you know, get to hang out or when do you see him? Is it just weekends or...
Well, it's we kind of do reverse of what you do. It's in the nighttime. So I get off around 8. He doesn't go until 11:30. So it's like the kids go to bed at 8, and we got that little gap together. And I think it's easier. We're both night owls, so I don't think
that's
I can wake up early like you did.
No, yeah, I'm also a night person.
Wow.
100%.
Yeah. What's it like for you at night when he's gone?
You just got to get used to sleeping alone, pretty much. That's all there is to it.
Exactly. It was super hard for me also in the beginning. It
was
really hard, but you definitely get used to it with kids also.
How do you deal with the weekends?
The weekends, he switches over to where he tries to stay up during the night, which is, like, even more insane. Yeah, so he tries to stay up all day on Fridays to switch himself over on a day schedule for the evening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's intense.
How does he do it?
Really,
what in the world?
I don't even know. He's just insane. But,
could you imagine?
Wow.
I mean,
nuts.
You know, I give him kudos
schedule?
For that.
So the Air Force, you guys, there's an Air Force base in Utah?
Yeah, Hill Air Force Base.
Wow, okay. My husband's
is
Coast Guard. We're just on the
Is that his permanent schedule?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's what Yeah, you said that's your husband's permanent schedule, right?
Yeah.
Does he do a lot of traveling also, like trainings or?
He's scheduled to have a training here in the future, but no, we usually stay behind.
Oh yeah, you never know. Like there, I feel like he has been training like every 3 months.
Shay, could you go with him during training and stay on base?
So it's like 50-50. I mean, you know, when I can, I can. When I can't, I don't. He's gone a few times already since I've moved out to Texas, where where I can't go with him. He went to, I guess, Louisiana recently. I couldn't go with him, but he went to Corpus Christi. I went with him. A lot of times, if they give them hotel rooms and are lucky enough to have their own, then I definitely go. But, like right now, he has to stay on base in Virginia, and I can't, I can't go with him. He has a roommate, and
God.
Military life.
That must be
but we
hard
make do.
For him.
Yeah. Hard
that,
for him?
That must
okay.
be really hard. Yeah.
Rock?
To have a roommate.
Excuse you? No. I'm kidding. Yeah, it is. He misses the kids a ton. It is really hard.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So, wait, do you have the same situation?
What?
That we can travel. Well, the next, he'll be going to tech school soon, so we just
tech
stay
school.
Behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
going to
be retraining. So, I mean, you know, it'd be just, we have to take the kids out of school and everything, so we just
100%. Once my kids are in school, it's going to be totally different. I definitely wouldn't be able to go with them unless it's the summer. Mine are still three and under.
That works.
Yeah, right now it does, but, yeah, definitely. Your kids are older. There's no way you could take them out.
Yeah,
no,
you don't want to, uproot everything, so
not
worth it. Keep as much stability as possible.
Exactly. So when did you start your blog?
I started my blog, probably about October this year, so I'm pretty new.
Oh, nice.
The blogosphere.
I've always wanted to do that.
It looks like we're actually going to be going to break soon, and we're going to we have a featured artist that we wanted to introduce. But Esperanza, we definitely want to keep you on because this is super interesting. And we love what
you
do, and I really want to hear. Yeah, if you can, we want to hear more about the blog and your mission with that.
All right.
And kind of how your audience has been with that.
Yeah, and we'd love, we'd love more callers as well once we get back. You want to give our number?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So hold on. Okay. What was that?
I'll tell our number really quick before we go on break. 347-838-9540. If anybody else wants to call, we'd love more callers and more opinions and everything else.
But we wanted to introduce our featured artist, me and Shay. We talked about it, and drum roll, please. Lord.
Let's hear it. Lord.
This
we're big fans.
We wanted to feature Lord. What was that?
Let's hear it.
We really like her. She got her name apparently because she's obsessed with royals and anything to do with that. She actually added the E just because she wanted to make it a little bit more feminine. I think one of the biggest things about her music that I really love is that you can hear all the words and you can sing along, and I think that she really thinks about what she writes. And I think every song she has really has a mission.
Have you guys seen her perform? She's so, charismatic. Like, she's so into it. It's crazy. And she's only 17 also, which is amazing.
Yeah,
she's so passionate.
Recently, she got a lot of flack because of her boyfriend. But whatever, we'll talk about that later because we're going to go to break. But once again, you're listening to the Roxy Rose Show on It's Real Talk Radio. And we'll see you guys soon, okay?
Adios.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send a call out, then 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 you think that it's boring how people talk? Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored. Because I'm doing this for the thrill of it, killing it, never not chasing a million things I want. You're mostly as young as the minute is full of it, getting pumped up on the little bright things I bought. But I know they'll never own me. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah. Pretty soon I'll be getting on my first plane. I'll see the veins of my city like they do in space. From my head filling up fast with the wicked games up in flames. How can the fuck with the fun again when I'm known? And my boys trip me up with their heads again, loving them. Everything's cool when we're all in line for the throne. But I know it's not forever. Yeah. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah. It was the light in the picture. Get it close after the trip though. I'll fall apart with all my heart. You could watch from your window. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah.
Hey guys, we're back from our break. This is the Roxy Rose Show on It's Real Talk Radio. Remember, we definitely want to hear from you. If anyone's out there that wants to call in, 347-838-9540. So please, if we have any callers, please call in. We'd love to hear. Just a little recap on our subject, just to bring everyone back. This is titled Rockstar Mamas, because we really want every mom out there to realize how much of a rock star she is and feel super proud of her role.
And I bet every mom out there right now needs a little pep talk anyways. It is a little late, and you just finished your crazy, crazy-ass day, and you're ready for that, you know, a little alone time.
Shannon, what's your drink of choice tonight?
Wine, of course.
You know what? We actually drank our bottle yesterday, so
I always have wine
on
handy. What are you drinking?
We got vodka
over lemon
here.
Water.
Wait, what? Both of you, what are you guys drinking?
Oh, we got boxed wine over here.
Oh yeah, you have wine too, and
yeah.
Rox, what are you drinking?
Lemon water.
Lemon water. Oh, good
I
Lord.
I told you we're out.
And your chamomile tea over there.
You know what? I do. I actually have mother's milk tea. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love mother's milk tea. It's got the fennel.
You know what? I had a shot. I had some blackberry brandy.
Okay.
Not gonna lie.
Thank God.
Everyone needs just one.
Yes. All right. Let's see.
So, Shannon, I know you had, I know we talked about my inspiration, Tetanus Evergreen. But,
oh, that's right. Let me talk about mine.
Yeah. So everyone's waiting to hear with anticipation what your
dun, dun, dun. Okay, it's kind of, I don't know if it's lame, but I don't think it's lame. I think she's freaking awesome. I'm a big fan of the Duggar mom, Michelle Duggar. Who could not be, okay? She has 20 children plus, I don't even know right now, but 20 plus children, and she's just awesome. Like, every time I watch her show, maybe she's different off screen, but I don't know how, because once you're in the season, the cameras are constantly rolling. Like, it generally brings out the worst in people, I believe, and she's just calm as a little cucumber, little Miss Michelle Duggar, and
yeah.
I don't know. I only have 3 kids, but I don't know how she does it. I just don't know how she does it. And every time I watch her show, it really, truly inspires me, like, to be a better person, a better mom, a better wife. Like, she's so freaking cute. Like, her and her little husband just, like, kiss and hold hands. Like, who holds hands anymore? I don't know.
I'm usually pushing a stroller or
I know.
I'm carrying a baby.
But, you know, it's also probably different once your kids get older. Like, another one of my role models is my sister-in-law, Emily. Like, she has 5 kids, and I noticed once her kids get older, it is a little different. Like, it is, you know, she says, and I'm not saying it's any less hard. It's probably even more hard, whatever. But as the older your kids get, like, they also help. Like, you have a 6-year-old also, right? Like, I'm sure the twins love helping you out with your little baby, right?
Oh, they're such good little mommies. They didn't surprise me.
It's so
and
nice
like
that you have,
too.
Like, a girl, and now you have a boy.
Yeah.
You have 2
Daddy
girls and then a boy. That's adorable.
Yeah.
So I think Michelle Duggar is a huge one. Like, she's so calm. She's so collective. She,
how
you know,
feel?
Makes her
I'm
own
so
dinners.
I'm so curious. How do you feel about her having 20 children?
How do I feel?
What's your take on
Roxy?
That?
Okay, so for me, I love kids. I don't know. Like, my husband, I feel like, loves them more. He would have 20 already if we could have 20 in these.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he, you know, definitely loves kids. I love kids, and I don't know. I can't put a number on how many we're going to have, but as many as I can handle, I feel like. He's crazy.
That's
the second we pop one out, he's like, we're going to have her next? I'm like, good Lord. He would love twins. He would just, or triplets even. He would just, that would just make his life.
Really?
Funny.
How would you feel about triplets?
I don't know. I don't know. That's just insane. I have 3 right now, and I have 3 more, and a snap of a finger would be just outrageous.
Yeah.
But, you know, if God wants it, it'll happen, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen both my sister-in-law and my sister, they both had twins. So I've seen it done,
gosh.
And I think the first 6 months, you pretty much just,
yeah, how is it? How is it?
You
have experience.
I mean, from what I've seen, it's just, not that it's, I mean, it's just double an infant. So as you can imagine, I don't think they remember the first 6 months of the twins' lives. I think it was just like a blur. But once they've gotten past that, I did notice that in a lot of ways it was easier and so fulfilling. You know, they
yeah.
always have a friend to play with. They always have a buddy. They're never alone. They're super social.
Also, with your first child, like, with our caller. Sorry, what was your name again, the caller? I can't.
Oh, sorry. It's Esperanza.
Esperanza.
Do you have a nickname?
Yeah. Ezzy.
Ezzy. I love Ezzy. Okay, that's a great one. I'm going to call you Ezzy.
How'd you get that name?
Esperanza.
Awesome.
It actually means hope in Spanish, so. My
it's
mom
awesome, Esperanza. Sounds like a royal
yeah.
princess.
Yes.
It's beautiful. So tell me, how was it? I mean, for me personally, the first child was the hardest, like emotionally, I feel like. So how was it having 2? I mean, right Was it crazy?
I'm going to agree with what you were saying earlier, that the first 6 months were a blur. Probably the first year was a blur.
I couldn't imagine.
It was
it's just
so
crazy.
Intense. But it does get a lot easier at 6 months. And then, yeah, just like you were saying, it's a lot easier. Like, now, I can't imagine it anywhere. Like, I'm so happy I had twins right off the bat. Cause it's like,
I know. They're probably so freaking cute.
Yeah,
it's a built-in little partner for them, like a little friend. How cute.
Yeah, they have like a built-in buddy. Like, you know, they've never been alone in their lives, so it's pretty awesome.
Are they like identical or fraternal or?
They're identical, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that's amazing. I'd love to see that. I would want to have twins just so I could have identical twins.
Serious.
And
so
they look
cute.
Like the Olsen twins, of course.
Yes.
Little Olsen twins.
But so Mrs. Duggar, I mean, that's, you know, I have to say is that I definitely see what you mean, because every time I watch her show, as crazy it is as it is, and she is Mormon, and, you know, it's a little bit far out, I definitely have no
she's
idea
so
how
she
keeps
and
her shit
so
together.
Collective. Like, I remember watching it, because I don't watch much TV anyways as it is, but usually when I do, it's like a Netflix, and I'll, you know, get it at probably 10 o'clock at night. But I watched her, like, probably a month or so ago, and I was, like, so inspired. Like, the next day, I'm like, you know, I'm even writing notes, like, like, this is how I'm going to do it, and, you know, if she can do it with this many kids, and they come out so nice and so polite and sweet, then that's it. She has
you
the
know
key.
What you, have you ever noticed they're, like, the only reality TV show series that hasn't gone, like, completely wild and
craziness.
Crazy? And it's been around for a while.
Oh, I know. It's like all of her kids. It's crazy. It is.
They're just like amazing. I think the biggest thing is that she keeps her cool, which is like amazing that she's so like soft-spoken.
I know.
Part of it, I'm sure, is natural.
No, I mean, it has to be. I mean, I don't know. I feel like when I get frustrated, I have to think of like her. Like, she has so many children. I have three. And she keeps her calm. So...
Just a shout out, if we have any callers out there who want to let us know who gives them inspiration or who they admire or whenever they're in a bad moment that they kind of draw strength from, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our number is 347-838-9540. So, again, if anyone is out there wants to let us know, you know, who they draw strength from, please call.
Hey, you know, I heard this thing that a lot of people are, like, steering clear of, like, Facebook now and other things like Facebook because I guess they kind of get overwhelmed by, I don't know, to me, like, they get overwhelmed by people putting, like, their super moms on there, you know, like, I just baked 5 million cookies and held the baby and changed diaper and did this, whatever, I don't know, like, little Betty Crockers, but I don't, to me, when I read those things, it's inspiring.
You
want to
know
I'm
why,
crazy.
Shannon?
Why?
Shay, because you're a good person.
Because I'm a good person?
You're a good person, and that you know that you're doing a good job.
Is that true?
So you don't feel
really?
Threatened.
I don't feel... I do feel threatened, but I also feel inspired. Like, hell, if she did it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it better.
I think a lot of that, though, is, like, people posting, like, on their good days. You know what I mean? Like, that's posting at your best.
So,
no one's going to post at their worst, and so it kind of makes everybody look crappy because, like, oh, I do this all the time. But, no, they just had a good day that day.
No,
you know, it's not necessarily. I was actually reading up on this book on Buddhism, and one of their practices is just to focus mainly on the good. So, you know, you could think about Facebook in its negative way, but also on the flip side, you can think of it as maybe like a Buddhist practice. Like, it doesn't matter necessarily what your religion is, but just
well, that's
a,
mostly
kind
any
of,
religion, isn't it? Like focusing on the
yeah,
on the better,
true.
I feel like.
Even Judaism, yeah, for sure, and Christianity, they always mention just being grateful for what you have and not envying someone else. You could think of Facebook as just a place where everyone, you could see everyone practicing that. I mean, except for those few, like, random people who kind of make you want to cry when you're on Facebook from their
status. The ultimate Susie Homemaker.
Yeah. No. The people that are having a bad day and they want everyone to know about it.
Oh, see, yeah. To me, that's super depressing. I can't stand seeing negative. Like, I don't like seeing negative things on there. I just want to delete them. I'm like, please, don't cuss on my Facebook page. I don't want to see this.
Don't give me your rain cloud. Please, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, stop raining on my parade, okay? Scroll down.
Shay, just think of it as a meditation practice, Facebook.
Meditate. When am I going to meditate, Roxy? When am I going to meditate, okay? You come babysit while I meditate, all right? I saw I was reading this article, and I thought it was really cute. Whatever, I'll just share it really quick. But it's a cute little quote in the article. So it said, your children do not need a perfect home or a perfect mother, but they need a happy mother. And that's
that
where kind of like I'll tie that back a little bit from the beginning. Like, I feel like you need to take care of yourself, not first, not like put your kids last type thing, but, you know.
Leave them in the closet.
What?
Don't leave them in the closet.
No. Yeah, you might
get my nails
done. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like a happy mother or a happy, what's the saying? Like a happy something, happy wife, a happy life type
thing.
Yeah. Once you're happy, you can take care of the rest of the family and family and co, whatever.
I think that's a big part of, I think, going to the gym for me.
Me too. Oh, my goodness.
And also when I feel super guilty about letting my children watch a TV show, which I normally do not like screen time, but I definitely think of that.
Yeah. Since I've been over here on vacation, quote, unquote, lots of screen time. I won't lie.
Shay, I also actually had a quote that originally when I first read it, I actually got a – I know this is a little strange, but I got a little emotional about it
uh-huh.
because a lot of times I feel like society in general, you know, definitely a lot of people who don't have children, I don't think they realize, you know, little comments that they say that kind of can really bring you down, especially when you're in a high stress situation, which is like motherhood, parenting in general.
Every day.
So, yeah, when I read this quote, I actually just, like, it really struck me, and I shared it with a lot of people, but it goes, she's a superhero, she's a goddess, she is a mother, and I actually have no idea who said that quote, but it really touched me because it hit, like, those perfect things, you know, because every once in a while you got to feel like a goddess, and every once in a while you're a superhero, so that's really what a mom is.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting emotional over here about it, too. Like,
really?
Us moms, right?
Yeah.
Us moms, yes. No, it's true.
But it's definitely, it's important to get, you know, some sort of inspiration from somewhere to get your day going and get your life in order and every day and just keep you upbeat, you know, especially with the haters.
No, it's
definitely
true. I definitely, even, I mean, for me, my biggest inspirators are my sister-in-laws. I feel like they just, I don't know, for me, they just have it together. Both my sister-in-laws, Rebecca and Emily. Like, I just feel like they do everything so well, and I just am very inspired by them. But other than that, like, I have a good friend. Like, I have two friends also. Like, one of them doesn't have kids. And I'm also, like, you don't even have to have kids to be, like, I don't know, a motivator. Like, she motivates me. Like,
for
she doesn't
sure.
have kids, but she works. Like, she works her butt off to get what she needs and what she wants. And she goes to the gym, like, super early. Like, apparently you do, Roxy. I didn't realize, but you're crazy. I don't think I could ever wake up to go to the
you
gym.
You know what,
ever,
Shay? It's
never.
Amazing when you do. It really is amazing.
I hear you, but it would never happen.
It gets your whole day in focus.
So what happens? Your husband, like, he's home with them? He's sleeping and you're out?
I can only do it when on the days that he's home. Because a couple of days out of the week, he's up. One day he leaves at, like, I think 4:30, and another day it's, like, 5:30. So only a couple of days out of the week I can do that. But and the rest of the week I get up at 5 so that I can, like, you know, get his breakfast together.
No,
I
can't imagine.
And get him out the door.
Get him out the door. Well, that's
you know,
great.
He works hard. He deserves it.
No, I know he does. He actually owns his own business. He's a hard worker. It's great.
Shout out to Rosendorf, holla.
Rosendorf, yes. Great holla. Yeah, Roxy's like, her husband's a baker. It's pretty cool.
Well, that is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it's sometimes awesome.
It's sometimes awesome. I like the idea of, like, owning your own business.
Like the whole entrepreneur thing's pretty badass.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
We're
it's, like, nonstop
lucky.
Work, though, for them.
Yeah. But you know what? Actually, talking about that, talking about inspiration, another person that I definitely, you know, a lot of my family members definitely give me inspiration. You know, also my sister-in-law's. They also have, one of them has 5 kids. My sister has 6 kids, and they're literally super moms. They give it their all. But especially my husband's mother is,
yeah,
I cannot even tell you, whenever I'm having a bad day, I just think of her and her story. They actually have this amazing story where they moved to Israel, and they got married, and they had 7 kids back to back. And literally, I don't know, you know, Shay, you're like that. You have your kids really close, but
no, that reminds me, my mother-in-law as well. My mother-in-law also is crazy kick-ass like that. Like, she,
yeah,
you know,
is.
Brought herself up. She's a doctor, and she also has, there's 9 kids in my husband's family. Like, that's
it's
just, like, I feel like it's another generation.
I don't know if I can
relate to that ever.
I feel like I can't even compare myself to her. Like, it's another world. But not only that, they decided after something happened in the family that they wanted to move to America with their 7 children, and who didn't know English, barely. And they moved, and I think the story goes is that they literally had, like, I think $200 to themselves.
Wow.
And they moved to America, and I think in the beginning they were, like, just doing these odd jobs. They were working. I think my father-in-law, also amazing, he was working in a flea market, and my mother-in-law was babysitting. And now, you know, you see this amazing, what they did. They, you know, built their own business, which is, I don't know if it was a generation thing, but I can't even.
You would never know, right, you know, since I met your in-laws are so sweet. Like, I would have never have known that. Like, I don't know. I just can't. This is crazy.
Yeah. So,
pretty cool.
Do you have anyone like that?
Yeah, who's your inspirational?
My inspiration? I think it's probably, like, I related to Kate Gosselin right off the bat. Like,
really?
I know not everybody likes her, but I think it's just because she had multiple. But
that's true.
I don't know. I just feel like she gave her kids their all, like, just because she had a lot of kids, they still had a lot of experiences. Like, she was taking them out and stuff. And I was like, dang, I really have no room to complain about having twins. If she had, like, octuplets.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to really look up to somebody that has, like, maybe a harder off than you, I guess. In a way.
Yeah.
Like, wow, they did it? Then what's my excuse? Like, I need to get off my ass
exactly.
Right now.
I just felt so overwhelmed sometimes with twins, but I'm like, you know, she had like 6 3-year-olds at one time on an airplane.
I actually have
it pretty easy.
Exactly. I feel also with, I don't know, it's crazy, but I always think of people that have like children with special needs. Like, if they can get it together and they can, you know, do their whole, like, their schedule, this, that, whatever, with their children, like, it's just, they're completely inspiring to me, whatever
it
may be.
I work as a mentor for a day program with the kids with special needs, and so, like, I definitely feel that, like, I see that a lot, and I just think, you know,
you work
that's
there?
A difficult struggle. Yeah, that's my job.
What's the place called?
It's called Prime. It's a day program for kids with special needs.
Great.
Yeah. So I definitely, like, I think about that, too. I'm like, you know, would I be able to handle that struggle? Because that's a whole different fight, you know.
That is, like, not even prepared to what
needs.
We... Exactly. Yeah. Nothing
that sounds like
we can...
an awesome job.
I know. That's what
it's
I've always
fun.
Wanted to do, is be
like
a special education teacher.
Yeah.
Wow, it's great. It's amazing.
If there's any listeners out there, we definitely see that you're listening. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this. You know, if you have anything to add, if you feel like you're kick-ass or you know someone who's kick-ass or you gather inspiration from someone, definitely please call us. We see that you're listening. We want to hear what you have to say. 347-838-9540. Just a quick shout-out.
Hey, Roxy, you know, I mean, you know that I'm all about stirring the pot, so how about we talk about judgment and what moms have, what the crap they have to deal with. I mean, mostly I'm talking, I guess moms in general, but for me, myself, being a stay-at-home mom, I have to deal with a lot of stuff. What about you guys? Let's hear it.
Oh, judgment is definitely, you know what I've noticed is that pretty much every mother has their things that they do with their kids. Every single mother. And they literally feel, they will go to their grave thinking that they are correct.
You know, you experience it even from the second your baby's born. I remember going on a,
yes.
I took my baby, he was 1 month old, out of the country. And, oh my gosh, even before out of the country, you know, like at 3 weeks old, you take him to the grocery store because you have to get out of the house. So you literally go stir crazy. People constantly, oh my God, is he warm enough? Is he this enough? Is he that enough? I'm like, please leave me alone. Don't touch my child. Like, outrageous. People are constant with their opinions and they're this and they're that. I don't know.
You know, but the thing is that that really gets me through because I definitely have my you could say shtick or, you know, my things that I think are so important and, you know, everyone should do them is knowing that every woman out there, you know, and dads, but especially moms, that they feel so strongly and it's really coming from a good place. I think that's really what keeps me from, you know, getting upset or getting, you know, so riled up about their opinion. Because really it's just because they care and it's from a loving place. And I think that's really kept me kind of cool and collected.
You're super positive over there.
Yeah, and you got to. But if you think about it, it's true. It's coming from a good place. As annoying as they get.
I hear you.
I mean, know you've dealt with this, Shay.
I have a lot, actually. I don't know. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have three little ones, and just little comments, even of my good friends, I have of like, what do you do all day? Like, you sit on your ass and eat bonbons, like candy. I don't know. Like, even I feel like people maybe that work, like maybe moms or even whoever, you know, like that, they actually have kids and they work. I feel like sometimes they think like their weekend is like what my weekday is.
Oh yeah,
you know?
For sure they do.
I don't know. I would love to hear, but to me that is, I have really, even my best friend sometimes, like, I feel like she thinks, you know, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people think that I just, you know, chill all day or just hang out, but just like you, I you know, I cook a lot, I clean a lot, I like, there's a million things going on. I don't just sit on my tush all day. but my weekends are 100% different.
I don't think you even watch TV.
No, not until, you know, little ones are sleeping. I mean, yes, there are days that we watch TV when I have to turn on a show, but I won't lie. But majority of the days, no.
Because you have
don't.
To cook for them.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I think another big part of that is usually, you know, I know for me, I specifically decided that I wanted to have a job that I could do at home because for me it's so important to make my kids meals and make sure that I'm the one that they see, you know, especially my little baby, I wanted to be able to nurse him. I didn't want to have to pump. I wanted to make sure that I have this, you know, the time. Little did I know I don't have the time, but in my perfect world, I wanted the time to actually, like, teach him things and make products for him because I don't like to necessarily go and buy everything for my kid. I definitely like to make as many homemade things as possible just because the market is so saturated with so many chemicals and so many horrible things that people put on, you know,
hey, maybe that'll be
next
week's
knowing.
Topic.
Yeah, I think that's a good topic, actually.
I could speak hours on that.
you know, well adapt that I literally don't have a second to ever do anything, but that's my choice. Instead of watching TV and instead of going to a job, that personally, I actually miss being at work sometimes because it was actually a little bit easier.
No,
you get
100%.
To go to the bathroom by yourself.
With the door closed. Could you imagine?
With the door closed. You get to take a lunch break.
I know. That's what I tell my husband when I'm having a bad day. I hope you enjoy your lunch break. I hope you enjoy your ride home.
You get a drive. Just that. Can I tell you something? Even that drive to work in the morning and that drive home is literally something that I miss so much. I don't want to switch just because I know that this is so important. At the end of the day, this is what I want. And, like, I get so much joy from my children and knowing that I'm doing the right thing. But I think so many people need to always just keep in mind that everyone's trying to do the best that they can. And even if you're not getting paid necessarily, it's still so, like, the job, you know, as a stay-at-home mom is so hard. It's so mind, like, effing. I don't know if that's a good word for it, but.
Whoa there, okay? No.
Mentally hard.
It is mentally exhausting.
So how do you deal with people coming at you, Shay? Because I know you're very opinionated.
What?
I definitely know you've gotten in a couple of tips before. You definitely have your opinions.
No, I mean I just find it so frustrating. I feel like people are a lot of times are ignorant. Like, yeah, okay, working, and maybe they don't even, maybe, I don't know, maybe they even want to stay home, and they can't, so maybe that's the whole thing, but I just find it extremely rude when I hear people say, like, what do you do, or what, you know, and I'm just, you know, I don't get mad at them, because maybe it's naive, maybe they just have no idea.
Don't you get to sleep in every morning?
Oh, yeah, never.
And
also, it's extremely hard for working mothers that actually have to get up at a specific time because they actually,
yes.
You know, I spent some time with a good friend recently who she was stressed about having to have her child on a schedule. Like, you have to have your child on a schedule, which, thank God, you know, I mean, my children are not, and they're also not in school right now. They're young, so they're not on a specific schedule. But she has to have her little one on a schedule. And I don't know other moms out there that have, you know, the same
yes.
thing or same issues, but that's also hard for working moms. It is. It really is. It's tough. You do have to juggle a lot. But I just wish they wouldn't a lot of times, not everybody, but some, I've had a lot actually judge me for, you know, thinking I'm just, you know, it's, oh, it must be such a nice vacation. And I've gone to school, taken seven classes at a time before I, you know, while I was pregnant with my first, and I've worked as well, and that I can even remember back to that was easier sometimes than having to stay at home. Like, it is, it's hard. It really is. And just everybody doesn't have, I don't feel like they understand or realize exactly how emotionally exhausting it is. But
yeah. That's the thing about you sleeping. It's so hard that, I mean, 90% of the time you don't get to sleep a good night's rest. And so many people make fun of me for going to bed at 9 o'clock. But literally, if I don't, I am a hot mess. A hot mess. If I don't go to bed at a certain time, like if I don't get enough rest, I'm like the grouchiest mom. And, like, I just can't do that to my kids. I mean, especially getting up at 5 a.m. and then also the midnight, you know, the kids getting up, you know, at least one gets up a couple times in the night.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love teething days and everything else.
I mean, heck, now I have a kid who he just gets up to go to the bathroom every night. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're getting old.
You put a diaper on him still or no?
No.
No, it's great.
Refuses.
I haven't done that yet. Oh,
really?
Wow.
He actually wouldn't. He won't wear a diaper.
So do you have to wake him up or he wakes up himself?
No, he gets up himself and goes to the bathroom.
That's great.
It feels like we're living with a teenager.
Wow, that's awesome. Way to go.
I know, it is. It definitely is awesome. What was that?
Huh?
What was that?
No, I was saying I am looking forward a little bit because I know I know he's in school right now. I am looking forward to next year. Hopefully my two older ones will be in school.
Yay! But you know what I've noticed is that for me is that I really think that every mom, you know, and, you know, as a partnership with their husbands, really try to do the best that they can. And if they need to work, then that's what they need to do, and they need to cut other things. Or if, you know, they need to stay at home, you know, that's what they needed to do for their family. So I, most of the time, if I do feel like someone's attacking or feels like their opinion or how they do things is so important to them and that, you know, they get angry at you for the way that you do things, I realize that it really comes from an insecure place. But, you know, I really don't take it to heart anymore because I know that I'm
insecurity.
Doing the right thing.
I agree. I'm doing the right thing
for my family. So if anything, I just feel bad. Like, I feel bad that they feel, you know, in some part of their lives that they feel insecure like that. But honestly, like, I understand. I really understand. I have family members that need to work full-time and they have kids. And it's hard. It definitely has its really hard points. And I have family members that stay at home, and it is really hard. You know, every family has their own unique, you know, place with everything, and I know that they, most of the time, I know that they're trying their best and they're doing what they think is right.
Mm-hmm. I guess bottom line is don't judge, guys. Don't judge. No judging allowed.
You know, and I know for certain that the women, definitely those poor moms out there that have to work full time, they're not doing it because they want to. They're doing it because they have to.
Not all of them.
I get, not all of them, but I know definitely a lot that, you know,
I know people
that
have kids that
do.
Said they absolutely could not stay at home with their kids. Like, even on maternity leave, like they said, I cannot wait to go back to work.
No, but that's what they needed.
What?
I'm too busy with my own thing at home, trying to keep up with my own life and doing what we need, that I don't have time to think about other people and their lives.
Oh, I know.
So I think that's just the biggest point. When you get, if someone's starting to get to you or trying to make you feel bad about your decisions, is just to remember that, you know, it's only coming, if it is coming from somewhere, you know, it's whatever. Think of it as a compliment. They care.
I guess. I see where you're coming from.
You don't like that, Shannon.
What?
You don't like that.
No, you're a little Miss Positive over there. No, but that's the way you have to think. It's true. Don't let it bother you.
I can't believe it, but we're actually about to take our next break. Shay, can you believe that?
Nice.
I know. Okay,
we'll be back soon.
Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Roxy Rose Show. Definitely please, over the break, please decide to call 347-838-9540, and here is our break.
There's a humming in the restless summer air, and we're slipping off the course that we prepared, but in all chaos there is calculation, dropping glasses just to hear them break. You've been drinking like the world was gonna end. Look a shine from a fist of your best friend. It's clear that someone's gotta go. We mean it, but I promise we're not mean. And the cry goes out. Oh, oh, oh. They lose their minds for us and how it plays out. Oh, now we're in the ring and we're coming for blood. You could try and take. Kid in every way but one. God knows we like archaic kind of fun. Dance is the only game I play with, baby. We let our battles choose us.
And the cry goes out.
They lose their minds for us and how it plays out. Now we're in the ring.
for blood.
You could try and take us. Who is the gladiator?
Keeping their eyes closed. The sun's starting to light up when we're walking home. Tired little lives, gold light promises. We'll always win at this. I don't ever think about death. It's alright if you do, it's fine. We gladiate, but I guess we're really fighting ourselves. Roughing up our minds so we're ready when the kill time comes. Wide awake in bed, words in my brain. Secretly you love this, do you even wanna go free? Let me in the ring, I'll show you what that big word means.
You could try and
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trapped in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
And I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trapped in the hotel room. We don't care. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Oh, 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 oh,
Hey guys, you're listening to the Roxy Rose Show, and we're back from break with my co-host Shay.
Hey. How's it going out there?
We wanted to give a shout out to Monster Stars Music Group for providing the instrumental for the intro and the outro. So
I loved it. That was great, actually.
So just a recap of what we're talking about. We are the title of our show, Rockstar Moms. We're talking about how each mother and her family, how they kind of rock the whole mom role and make it awesome and make it their own and kind of find inspiration. So right now I have a really inspirational story that I wanted to share with the audience. But just one more thing before we go to the story is if there's anyone listening, we definitely love to hear what you have to say and any comments on what we're talking about. Our number is 347-838-9540. Again, 347-838-9540. Please, we'd love to hear you. We know that you guys are listening. We can see.
We also lost Ezzy last time, so.
Yes.
From Utah.
We lost Ezzy from Utah, our guest speaker. So, Ezzy, if you're out there listening, please call back. We'd love to hear what you have to say. I found this wonderful story, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of people might have heard of this, but just really, I was bawling my eyes out when I read this story. Me and my husband, we were both, like, completely just a total mess because it was really just...
Oh, Yasin's crying.
Well, I won't go that far, you know. He wouldn't be too happy with that. But we were reading, it was a big story. I think they were from Australia. There was this couple, Kate and David Ogg. They had a baby premature, 27 weeks, and the baby was only 2 pounds. The doctors tried for 20 minutes to revive the baby.
Do you want me to cry right now? On air,
I know.
Please.
I have the shivers again. Pretty much I remember with, you know, my first, when he first came out, it was drama. You know, he wouldn't breathe for about 4 minutes because the vocal cord was wrapped.
Yeah, his cord was wrapped around.
Yeah, so it was literally the longest 4 minutes of my life. We were all just, everyone in the room was just a complete mess. Thank God he, you know, made it through, and he's a perfect baby now. But so I can only imagine 20 minutes, you know, the doctors were trying to work on the baby.
20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. And then finally they gave up. They gave the baby to the mother to say goodbye. And I'm getting, like, all choked up. But it just shows you the power of, you know, touch and skin to skin, which I always advocate is so important as soon as that baby comes out to do skin to skin. You know, and get the husband involved. You know, I know.
100%.
My brothers and my husband, as soon as they have the chance, they take their shirts off and they put the baby on their chest.
The truth is that, it's just common sense. When the baby's in you, right? So when the baby's in you, it's pretty much surviving off of, you know, like your heartbeat. It hears your heartbeat constantly. Boom, boom, boom. It's so soothing to the baby. So when the baby comes out, why does it make any sense to people that they wrap the babies up and stick them somewhere else in another room?
I have no idea. It's so
how is that normal?
Says,
it's just common sense.
Yes.
You know, the baby comes out, stick them on your chest so it could hear your heartbeat. It's soothing to them.
My instinct as soon as the baby comes out is I go to grab the baby. I don't even care about the pain anymore. Like, I just want the baby.
Oh, I know. Healthy, happy baby. That's my motto.
Yeah. But they're holding the baby, and it's just so beautiful and so, like, heart-wrenching at the same time. But they're holding their baby, and they're saying goodbye. And after about 5 or 10 minutes, the baby started to show signs of life.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Where
and
are your sources from? No.
Shocked. The doctors said that it was just a natural reflex. They're like, so the mom
That's
did not
crazy.
Give the baby back. So this went on for 2 hours. The doctors are trying to take the baby. They're like, the baby is just a reflex. And
are you
she's
serious?
Like, yeah. I don't know how much they pushed, but they were kept repeating it. And she sat there for 2 hours while her baby was, you know, coming back to life. Now we know the baby was coming back to life. And then the husband got involved. The dad took off his shirt. He got on the bed. He's holding the baby also. They had a twin sister. Yeah, it's literally the most beautiful story, and it really shows you how strong the mother's bond to the child and the father, but just that she did not listen to them, and she held her baby, and she,
100%.
You know, she took that baby, and it's so beautiful that the touch is so, so important, and so many people, I'm a big advocate of carrying your baby when your baby is born.
Attachment parenting.
I think it's so important. I think it definitely helps them, you know, grow and mature. And
SIDS rate, you know, the mother's heartbeat. If the baby's sleeping close to you, especially in the early months, if the baby's sleeping close to you, it feels and hears, you know, like your heartbeat, which, you know, it keeps their heartbeat on rhythm and keeps them breathing properly.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, now the kids, both the twins are, they were 27 weeks, but they were born, you know, premature, and one of them was not alive for over 20 minutes. Not alive, like the heart was not beating, no pulse, nothing. And now they are 2 years old, and they are developing like any normal two-year-old, perfectly fine. So amazing. So I don't know. That really touched me. I think about it, I get the shivers.
No, it's so sweet. I mean, your baby's in you for 9 months. You know, you think when you come out, why would you separate your baby from yourself? Like, it should be with you, attached to you for at least another 9 months, like outside in the same room.
Oh my God.
It should never be away from you for another 9 months at least.
Yeah, I mean, that could definitely be a show in itself. It's, you know, how we feel about, you know, it's whether you attach from parent or not, or whether you just believe in holding your baby and, you know, being close to your baby, you know, for those first couple years. We could definitely have a whole show on that. You know, I definitely have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
I think it's so important to carry your baby and to hold it and give it that skin to skin. And it's so important for the dad also, which so many people overlook. Is the dad is so critical when that baby is born.
Oh, I know. It's so weird. My third child right now, she's 10 months old, but she's so more, I don't know if it's a girl or whatnot, but she's so more, like, connected to my husband. It's just so cute. Like, they just skin to skin all the time. Like, she wants to sleep with him. She sleeps on his chest, like, almost every night. Like, after she nurses, she, like, crawls over to him and collapses in his arms. Like, he's sleeping already. He has to wake up, you know, super early.
So cute.
Yeah, and it wasn't like that with the boys. With the boys, I didn't even want him to, like, they'd cry if they were away from me for, like, you know, the first, I don't know, probably seven, eight months of their lives. But with her, it's insane. Like, from the very beginning, she just went to him, went in, you know, after she nursed with me. if I wasn't trying to come, like, with me, she'd crawl her little tush right over to Ben. It's pretty cute.
She's a little miracle baby, and she started walking.
I know, she's crazy. Crazy, crazy.
She's amazing.
So, yeah, kick-ass mamas, huh?
I know. Well, Shay, didn't you have, you had something you wanted to talk about? You had a product you wanted to shout out, right?
No, well, I actually want to talk about, like, prioritizing. You know, I was reading up on it, and then, of course, just knowing in general, it's just, I was reading this article, and it's about, you know, it was a cute little story actually from a rabbi talking to somebody that wrote in an article about they have three young children, which I automatically, like, connected with, and that they just they don't know how to take care of their needs, and they need help with cleaning their messy house, messy floor, you know, one thing leads to the next, is spilt juice, whatever. And it was just cute. At the end, it was like, let me see. Oh, somebody recommended them needing help. Oh, if you need help, like, why don't you get a cleaning lady? And I mean, for myself, I think I told you last show, you know, anyways, I think it's awkward, like, to have a cleaning lady in my house. I don't feel like they clean the same way that I would want. And you were like, I don't see that at all. You'll take a cleaning lady, but whatever.
I definitely will take the cleaning lady.
I know, this person's like, just don't look in the corner. I don't know, it was cute when I read it, but they're like, just don't look in the corners. Don't look at the small messes. Like, just enjoy and prioritize. Pretty much put what is, as long as your children, like, and I feel totally like I accomplished the world if all three of my children are bathed and dressed and have had a story, then,
clean.
Like. Clean. Yeah, clean, having a bath, like, just all three of them at once. Like, is we're all two even. You have two. Like, it's.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, I just accomplished the world. I just climbed Mount Everest. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, I think, I don't know, for me, when my house is a mess, which is
you
often.
You feel so overwhelmed.
Because I have, like, 15 kids in here sometimes. No, I'm kidding. But it literally, I feel like I can't function. Like, I can't even think about what I need to do next. I can't even think about playing with the kids because I'm just, there's so much clutter. There's just so much stuff everywhere. You know, it's never, thank God, necessarily dirty, but just when when you're working and you have the kids and they, you know, we don't have a huge house, so there's not a lot of room to go. So it's like when there's a mess, I just can't think of functions. So
no,
same
here.
Yeah, to know that once a week I'm going to have someone come and my house is going to look like it
exactly,
has a facelift.
Exactly. I think also you have to really accept that things are not going to be perfect and not the way they were before you had kids. I think with my first, for me, ultimately, that was, like, the biggest shocker. Like, I totally remember, like, it was yesterday before I had any kids. Like, me and my husband started out in our apartment, and it was spotless. Like, I loved it. I had to go to sleep. Every single room for me was clean, totally spotless, put away, whatever, before I went to bed.
Yeah.
This is done. And, like, once I had my first kid, like, it just stressed me out to, like, beyond belief in the beginning. Like, I can't, my house is not clean, like, how is this going to be, I can't do this, like, it's just crazy, but now after having three, like, yeah, my house is not a mess, but, dirty, like you said, but every night I go to sleep, like, I just kind of have to, like, skim over, like, don't see certain things or close certain doors until a day
once
that
you
I can.
Get to three, I think
what?
Three, you just have to, I think once you get to three, you kind of just have to give in and be okay with the fact that your house is never going to look perfect again.
I know. Oh,
and
man,
be okay with
so
that.
But
it's funny that you say that because when I actually, when we first got married, we were like so whatever. We were just, you know, doing our own thing. We were partying. We were just, you know, having fun. I could care less about the house. You know, obviously, once a week, I definitely make sure it was clean for the weekend. But we were so, I was so, like, didn't care. You know, we were both working. And, we were just, you know, whatever. We didn't have kids. We were young. We just wanted to have fun. We had other things to do at night when we came home from work. Hint, hint. No. But, once I had my first son, you know, I really, something switched in me, and I just couldn't function if it was, like, a mess. Like, I needed to be a good mom. Yeah, I needed it to be orderly. I needed to have everything labeled. I needed, I don't know. Yeah, I turned into, like, a different person in a way with my organization and responsibility. I grew up real fast. And not that I wasn't grown up before, but, you know, to think about it, like, when you don't have kids, what's the, you know, whatever. There's always tomorrow. There's always, you know, you'll catch up on your sleep eventually.
I don't know. Before I had kids, I felt like also I was, like, extremely busy, and I wanted my house clean a little bit. Like, I wanted it – I was a little more OCD before. And then my second child I was, but really with my second one, I was like, I just can't. I just can't be this – I was a little opposite type of thing. Like, I just
– Yeah.
With my second, I couldn't be as OCD as I wanted to be. It just wasn't happening. Just, I feel like everybody has their own realization. I remember talking to my sister-in-law in New York after she had her second one, and she was so cute. Like, she just had her second baby, and she was sitting in the car, and she called me, and she just, like, started crying. She's like, I don't know what's happening. I just got lunch, and I'm starving, and I haven't eaten forever, and she just spilt my lunch, and it's just, like, the little things.
Aww.
Is like, and
you
like,
know
I
what?
Started crying. Like,
no matter who you are, those first couple weeks with your new baby is always a big, like,
crazy.
You know, just, you don't, because you have, when you have kids especially, I feel like you have such a strict schedule. Like, I know, we wake up, we do the same thing. We do, we are so, it's almost like, I don't know, like, we are just have a very strict schedule. It's like Vienna in here. And when you have another baby, I remember when I had my second, I handled I definitely emotionally I handled it way better than when I had my first because it was so different. But I definitely had a hard time because I became so OCD with our schedules and the house. It was really hard to factor in this little baby. Getting out of the house was so different. Getting anywhere was so different with two than one.
Yeah,
and
no, I feel second was hard also. I feel like the third was the easiest for me personally.
Really? Well,
It was. I don't know if something hormonal was different. It must have been, but or whatever it was. But the first and second were hard. The first was really, really hard. I just remember, like, I was pregnant, watching a movie, like, the night before I had my first child, and then, like, everything, like, changed immediately.
Everything changes. Your relationship
mind-blowing.
Changes.
Like, what the hell?
Everything.
How did this happen?
You pretty much have to get used to having another appendage at all times.
Everybody tells you to try to sleep when the baby sleeps.
Yeah.
But you don't feel normal anymore. You want to be a part of stuff like you were before. Like, how am I supposed to sleep right now? I want to, like, people are visiting, and I want to be, like, normal. I want to be in the know. Yeah, know what's going on. Like, don't leave me out.
Yeah, so that was because
I had a baby.
Easier. Yeah, that's so much. When I had my second, that part of it was so easy because I was already used to having the extra weight. But then, you know, after a couple months of being kind of askew and having to add another person into our schedules. After that, I realized that I feel like every time I have a baby, and I know I've read this somewhere, I think actually it was a class I took on Kabbalah, said that every time you have a baby, you kind of get this, like, gift of, you know, you kind of get something, you know, and some people it's, you know, maybe money, and another person maybe it's, you know, more organization, but it's my second baby, I felt like I could do anything, like, no problem. Like, if I need to do something, I'll do it, and I'll do it well, and I'll have a smile on my face. If I need to work and have kids and, you know, make my kids' lunches and make dinner, I don't know what it was.
Well, they
say,
like, a busy person is the most efficient person. Like, they get the most done.
True.
They say if you have nothing to do, you're going to be the laziest bum ever.
Yeah.
But if you're the busiest person ever, like, you're going to get every single thing and plus more done.
Yeah, that's actually what – so a lot of times my sister-in-law, who is pregnant right now, I think, with her six, and my sister, with her six.
What?
First of all, she's beautiful.
I know.
But then also she's always so busy. And whenever
isn't that crazy?
I ask her, so busy. So she gets everything done. Her house is spotless. Her kids are always happy. But whenever I talk to her, she's like, I like it better this way. She's like, I don't like when I'm bored. I like that I'm busy like this.
My sister-in-law has five kids, and, like, she's so thin and cute, and, like, I feel like she seems like she has one kid, but she has five. Like, where do you come from? Are you, like, from this planet?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
They have the best marriage I've ever seen. They're
so
connected. Their kids are always happy. They're so well-mannered. You know, obviously they have, you know, what every normal parent has. They have, you know, their bad days, the kids.
Everyone has issues.
One day they might look a little grubby. But they're just overall, they're just happy. And they get their shit done. And they do it well. And I'm just like, how do you do this? And she's like, I have no problem doing this. She goes traveling by herself with all five kids.
Wow.
Pregnant. I'm like, what?
I mean, I feel like God only gives you what you can handle. Like, he won't give you more
than
what you can handle. Maybe that's true. With some of us, anyways. Maybe.
With some, yeah. I don't know about...
It is.
I'm all about the babies, but...
Why didn't you want five? Rocking.
Maybe if they were really, really spread out.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of easier when they're, like, together. I mean, not in the beginning it's not easier, but as it goes on, like, I think it's better.
You know, if I was rich and I had a full-time cleaning lady and I could go, you know, get a massage here and there, hell yeah, I would just pop out babies left and right. There's something about it that I'm, like, literally almost addicted to. Like, I love it. Like, I love their personalities. I love everything.
you know, I just love how each child is so special. I love what they bring to the family. They bring this closeness, this warmth. I think having a child in general just brings your family really close. It brings this extended family close.
Well, that's what my husband, like, I only came from, I have two sisters, but my husband came from a family of nine, and he loves, and I've loved, that's what I've always loved about his family, is that, like, it was so much fun, like, getting together on holidays, and there were so many holidays. Getting together, there's a million kids, and then once there's a million kids, there's a million grandkids. You know, like, for me, nieces and nephews, which is, it's so much fun. It's, like, way cooler than my family. No, I'm just kidding. But it's a ton of fun. Like, just a million people, a million different personalities, like, coming together, it's just nonstop. I love it. And he loves it as well, so I feel like that's why he loves kids. And, I mean, I won't lie,
yeah.
We talk about almost every day when he retires what fun we're going to have then, but,
yeah.
You know,
oh,
like,
God,
once the kids grow
sure.
up, we have our kids close together, and once they grow up, we're definitely, we plan it all
you
the
know
time,
what?
Like.
So much of what how me and my husband feel is that, you know, our kids, even if we had 10 kids, which, I mean, I'm going to be honest, probably not happening, but, you know, let's say we have 5 kids, you're raising your kids for how long, 20 years? In total, it really winds up being around 20 years. And then you can do whatever the hell you want. You know, I'll have all the freedom. I'll be, like, begging my kids to come over.
I
it's
know,
20
right?
years of this awesome life that I have. And then I'm
I
never going to have
watching,
that again.
Like, HGTV when they have, like, the older couple. And
yeah.
they go house hunting for their vacation house. Like, oh, I can't wait. Like, God willing, maybe one day.
Yeah. I just wanted to give a shout-out to our online listeners. We see that you're listening in the chat room right now, and we just wanted to let you know that we're so thankful for you guys to tune in.
Yes, we love our
just
fans.
Just wanted to give a shout-out.
Especially
yeah,
since we're new.
Yeah, yeah. I hope we're doing a good job. But
you keep listening.
You know, it's actually a question that I get often is, aren't you happy with the two that you have? And it's actually an interesting question.
Really?
Because, yeah, I'm always like, yeah, I just love it. I can't wait to have another one. And there's almost like some people are so perplexed by that. They're just like, why, well, you have them already. Like, why do you want more?
Mm. Well,
so
for you, I can always – I always think, like, I think, you know, like – I always wanted at least one girl and one boy because I grew up with a family with 3 girls. I never had a brother. And for me, that was a big thing. I had 2 boys, and I'm like, I at least want to go until I have a girl. Like, you have to have – I mean, for me, you have to have at least one boy and one girl. I think it's, like, so cute. Like, you have – they're so different.
Well,
but
you have a boy and a girl, so do you want to have
Now I do.
One?
Now I got my little girl, yes.
Do you want to have another one now?
Now?
Yeah.
Right now, no.
No, not
wait.
Right now, but in the future.
Yeah,
the future.
Yeah, for sure. I think at least,
so what,
we'll, you know, probably, huh?
So what makes you want to have another one if you have, you know, 3
oh,
kids already?
You're
that's
saying,
just,
aren't
you
I
know.
Happy enough? Because they're so damn cute. Why would I not want to have more? I don't know, and I can
yeah,
still have
it's
more.
A hard,
you don't want to regret
question.
It later when you can't have more.
It's definitely a hard question to answer because you can't, it's hard to put that into words. How...
Nice.
I don't know. I have a hard time putting into words how to express how much I love having each child. And it's not just like, it's not that I don't, I'm not, it, my first two aren't good enough. It's that I love the
yeah.
whole family situation. I love that each child is so different and they bring so much to our lives.
And everyone's
you know? And
different.
I,
like,
yeah.
Thank God the people that don't have kids don't have kids. If they don't want to have kids,
that's
thank
true.
God. Because obviously they're not meant for it. So, you know, thank God they
yeah.
don't go and reproduce when they shouldn't be reproducing. But the ones that want to, go ahead. And it's just ridiculous. It goes back to, like, not judging. Like, the people say, wow, you know, maybe you should be done. Or, you know, I think you're probably done for a while, right? Or how could you have more kids?
Yeah.
Don't judge me. It's not your damn business what goes on in my family.
You know, I don't know. For me, I just definitely feel like when I had my first, I couldn't imagine how I'm going to love another child as much as I love my first child.
Well, that's why it was hard for me to go from 1 to 2. It was also hard because I had my snuggle
well,
bubble, and we had our nap time together
yeah.
every single day.
Yeah.
That was really hard for me.
Yeah.
I won't
but
lie.
You know what? When I had my second child, I realized that it
he was so different, and we love him so much for what he brought to us and our whole family. And what I hope is he's going to contribute to the world. I really feel it's like your heart really, you feel like it can't get any fuller, but then it does. And you're like, what the hell?
Especially when you see the older sibling love that one so much. Like my older boys, they adore my little Navi. It's like their little sister. Like they just take such great care of her. It's crazy. It's like, how could we not have had her?
That isn't it. They're obsessed with each other. And they're so, my older one is just so careful with his baby brother, and his baby brother's definitely starting to be, you know, a little bit rougher now that he's a year. He started crawling all over. He started, like,
that's so cute.
Yeah, and he's so gentle, and he, like, you know, if he starts to get rough, he talks to him, and he's like, oh, you know, he's just a baby. He doesn't understand. My sister came over.
That is exactly what mine do. When I say something, like, I'm not even, like, I'm never mean to her, but if I ever say, like, don't do that, and they think, like, I'm being, like, you know, if they think anything, they're like, she's just a baby. Like, they're so protective.
It's so
like, calm
cute.
Down.
I know.
That's the biggest thing. She's just a baby, mommy. I'm like,
you
know.
You know, so definitely, I 100% give, you know, if all you can have, if you don't feel like you could have kids, you know, you need to know what's good for you. But also if you only have one or two and that's enough for you, that's cool. But I definitely now understand why some people have a lot of kids, because for me, you know, and my husband, we both feel like it's just such an amazing, they just bring so much to the table and they bring so much to the world. And
I don't know.
We love the lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest pain in the ass and the biggest blessing, all the same one and the same bundle.
We give up the fancy cars for the fancy babies.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah. You give up a ton. You really give up a lot, but I feel like once you give it up, I mean, not like you give up a lot. You're like, I still have fun, and we still do stuff, but you don't think of it as much once you have the kids, I feel like. I don't know. It's more of a trade-off. Like, it's a better trade-off. I don't even care to go out anymore. I don't care to go party, you know, or do whatever I did before.
Yeah, my husband's so happy. He thinks that, you know, I'm finally, like, he's rubbing off on me. I just, like, rather kind of be home snuggling.
Oh, my gosh, I know. My husband, too. He's such a movie watcher. And I never like movies or staying. I never liked staying in. Like, I always wanted to be out in limelight, hanging out, chilling, going out with friends. But now, like, my husband, definitely. Once I had kids, it's fun. I enjoy it now.
Yeah. It's not even, it's just, like, I don't know. I just love that. I love, you know, can I be honest? So many people, they make comments because our kids, you know, a lot of times they sleep in our bed with us. And I have to say, like, as long as we've had a couple hours to ourselves, we really love snuggling with our kids at night, especially my husband who works all day.
I know.
He loves it.
He thrives off of it. Exactly.
Just to be able to see them and have that close connection at night, I think makes them so much stronger.
Yeah, I think it's so goofy. People are like, when do you guys get to be together? You have kids in your bed. Like, first of all, you guys are retarded. Like, I don't understand. Where does that question even come from? Like, kids sleep.
Yeah.
They're hysterical.
Yeah. Also, the only time you're doing your, you know, your business is when you're in your bed at night. I mean, that's a little bit boring. And also, that's not going to happen often, considering you pass out after about 5 seconds.
Whatever, as long as you have a happy, healthy marriage, which I feel like we do.
Thank God.
Yes.
We are blessed.
You always have to make sure
you
take care of yourself.
But you know what? It definitely takes a lot of work.
Yes, a lot of work and a lot of taking care of yourself. People always have to make sure once they have kids, they have to also make sure they're, you know, they're definitely taking care of what you need, what's good for you. Don't let your kids overrun you. It's fine to have a mommy day.
I can't believe this, but we're actually getting close to the end of our show. I don't know how it went by so fast. I've been having such a good time with you. It's 9:57 already.
Oh, wow. All right.
Can you believe this? But I just wanted to recap before we get off air, you know, about our show, and I really just wanted to hit home to all the moms out there. you really need to give yourself a pat on the back and just realize that you are kick-ass. And you 100%. Rock. And you rock.
And we
the
all,
show.
Despite the Facebook moms out there, despite everybody, we all have good and bad days. And, you
and
know.
Good intentions.
Just, yeah, good intentions. Don't, you know, don't, how do you say it? Like,
don't
sit down
the...
on yourself. Yeah, put you down, yeah. Put yourself down too much. Like, put yourself down, I don't know. We're all kick-ass moms in the end.
So whoever, you know, wherever you find to gather inspiration from in your life, you know, whether it's Katniss or Mrs. Duggar, I think it's so important for women to find that inspiration and find it, you know, especially when they're going through a rough time and they're having their bad days, and find it with other mothers and
yep.
make sure that you support each other. Yeah. It's just so important to support each other and, you know, bring everyone up. Whether you're a working mom, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a bit of both, who knows what your situation is. We just have to really stick together and really, you know, respect each other and respect what the other mother has felt was
and don't
important
judge,
to their family.
Don't judge.
But, hey, every mom out there, you're kick-ass.
Have a great night.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining our show. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, you're tuned into the Roxy Rose Show on Espeel Talk Radio. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540. Again, don't forget to like us on Facebook under the Roxy Rose Show. I'm your host, Roxy Rose, and this is my co-host, Shay.
Have a great night. We love you.
I'll see you guys next week. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to the Roxy Rose Show, live on It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch Roxy Rose and Shay Rose on Facebook and Twitter at the Roxy Rose Show at gmail.com. Listen to the Roxy Rose Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540 or by logging on